Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Oh, it's that time again. It is the good. It is the bad. It is the dumb. And we're going to send you into the weekend with good, bad, and the dumb. But before we do, there are scratches, there are dents, and unexpected natural events. If life throws you uh-ohs, just say better get Mako and head to Mako.com to get an online estimate today. What is the good of the day, Ron Culver?
You know, we talked about it earlier this week that J.R. Smith was given eligibility status by the NCAA.
Yeah.
I think now we need cameras to follow him because he has been live tweeting this entire week, and the results are fantastic.
All right.
Basically, he'll be sitting there. I don't know if it's during class, in between class. I'm not sure because remember, he's a college student, so he is going to class. And he's just answering random questions to people. And I think I need to see more. He talks about how he was in a group project and no one believed that it was actually him.
Oh, so he says, I'm J.R. Smith, former NBA player.
Yeah.
And everybody went, no, you're not.
No, you're not. Somebody asked him, like, hey, are you going to join the intramurals team? And he's like, facts.
Wow. All right.
How great would it be to, like, you know, be able to get him for your intramural basketball team?
I think that would be great.
Somebody asked him, like, are you on the college meal plan? And he's like, yeah, it's called my American Express.
Ah. You know what this reminds me of? Do you remember the years ago, and I'm talking 15 years ago, so you got to go way, 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 way back. Remember the TV show Tommy Lee Goes to College?
Yes.
Remember that with the Motley Crue drummer went to like Nebraska or something, didn't he?
Yes. Yeah,
he played in the pep band.
Yeah.
Like he was playing drums in the pep band.
But I always felt that was, you know, like kind of like a spoof.
Right. Yeah, I did too.
I want to see.
But this is real.
This is real. He's actually in class. I mean, he's actually talking about, like, you know, all of a sudden he said he's going to start tweeting in full punctuation and letters, and people are gonna be like, who dis? You know,
he should stay in the dorm and do what Rodney Dangerfield did in Back to School. Remember that, where he took all three dorms,
yeah,
and took down the walls.
It's funny you
and renovated
that.
It
somebody asked him and he's like, are you living on campus in a you know, sharing a twin bed and with a roommate? And he's like, no, I laugh aloud off campus.
No, he should do Rodney Dangerfield. He should be like, I'm redesigning this whole thing, man.
I know, that was awesome.
That was great.
All of a sudden, there's like
a hot tub in it. It was amazing. This is great. Good old J.R.
You know
Smith.
What's fun about that, too? Little-known actor Rodney Dangerfield. Or not Rodney. Why am I blanking on the guy's name? Iron Man.
Oh, Robert Downey.
Robert Downey,
yeah,
Jr.
He played a diver. He played a bully.
Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah, in that movie. Didn't he?
No, he was the son's best friend.
Oh, was he?
No, William Zabka was the
William.
Bully.
Oh, that's right. That's
Johnny.
Right. Yeah,
Johnny from Karate Kid.
That's right. Where was? Oh no, I'm sorry. That was Real Genius, where Robert Downey Jr. was the bully. Not Real Genius.
Weird Science.
Weird Science. Yeah, Anthony Michael Hall.
Yes.
Well, yeah, he bullied him and his friend, yep, in the movie. All right, I get my 80s movies confused.
You know,
man.
Well, I mean, he played a lot of the same roles until he was finally able to break out and be his own.
I know I told you this before. That movie was on, and I paused it where he like dumped some job juice or something on it at the mall. And I paused it and I said to my son, I said, who's that guy? And he goes, I don't know. And I go, that's Iron Man.
Yep.
And he goes, is he? I go, yeah, that kid became Iron Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
he's one of the biggest actors on the planet.
That's right. That's right. All right. What's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is a little controversial situation that happened, which is, I find hysterical at the same time, but a married couple sent a sent a $240 invoice to a no-show wedding guest.
Ah. Why would you do that?
Apparently they don't want this person in their life. That's the only thing I can think
of. Yeah, like what authority do you have to collect on that?
They, you know, the reasoning behind it was you promised you were going to go, then you did not show up, and you know, there was a reservation, a dinner ordered in your name because you said you plus one, and now you owe us.
This sounds like a Judge Judy type of thing, right?
This is
People's Court type of thing?
This is beyond. I mean, I would love to see this in court.
Yeah. Here's the plaintiff, Sally Jones, and her husband, Mark. She alleges that the defendant agreed to go to her wedding, and when he didn't show up, she was stuck with the $240 bill. This is the defendant, Sally Jones. She says that the bride-to-be was being obnoxious and rude, so she decided just to randomly not show up to her wedding. She doesn't owe a dime. They both decided to forego their court cases and have their dispute settled here. Yeah, that would be fun.
I mean, it's tailor-made for that.
The judge would come out and go, you didn't go to the wedding? Yeah. You want money because she didn't go to the wedding? Yeah. Get out of here. Get out of here, please. Go sort this out. I don't care. Get out.
Did you receive a gift from the defendant?
Yeah. Did you get a card at least? I got to be honest with you. I don't like going to weddings. I don't like going to weddings. I just don't. And if so, I'm one of those people that would more than likely say to somebody, I'll be there. And then like a week before, like, how do I get out of this? Do I fake a heart attack?
Yeah.
Do I, you know, how many relatives can I have that suddenly pass away before people are suspicious?
The only weddings I've really enjoyed have been family weddings because it becomes more of a family reunion. I'm seeing,
yeah, that's a little
seeing
cool.
Cousins
cool.
And uncles and aunts I haven't seen in a while that, you know, where I was younger, I saw all the time. So I'm like, that I can get behind. But yeah, no, I'm with you. I've been invited a couple times and I'm like, you know what? Here's a card. Thanks for the invite. But
I'm with you. I usually
I don't have a babysitter.
We got like friends of ours now that her kids are getting married.
Yep.
And I'm just like, you know what? I can't go.
You better be a good friend of the family.
Yeah, I know. I know. I will write a check. I have no problems writing a check. Like if somebody said to me,
a check, you can't get that to the new crop. They won't know what to do with it.
But here, well, whatever. I know Venmo or whatever. But if that should be an option, right?
Right.
Like they say, you want to come to the wedding? If not, here's what you can do, and we won't even be insulted.
No. In fact, it's better for us.
If a family came to me and said, hey, you want to come to my daughter's wedding? And I go, oh God, no. And they go, but here's the deal. If you just pay this, we will totally forget that you snubbed this wedding.
Yeah.
I'll be like, where do I sign?
If you just pay $240.
Yeah, I will. Where do I sign? So I don't even have to feel guilty about not attending a wedding. I don't know why I don't like weddings.
Doesn't every wedding have no shows?
Yeah, all the time.
I mean,
all the time.
I guess, you know, if we were smart about it, we could have charged. Said, you
should've.
Know what? You said you didn't come. You were going to come. And now, you know, I'm stuck for this bill because of this uneaten dinner.
My wife and I made out like bandits because when we had our wedding in April of 1998, it was during spring break. And it was hard for my relatives in New York to get rooms and flights, good flights and rooms for our wedding because it was like during spring break. And so like they felt guilty and they were sending huge gifts.
Nice.
To us. And I was like, this is great. Like my grandmother couldn't go. My aunts and uncles couldn't go. They were all sad, but they made up for it with cold, hard cash.
Yeah, but you know, deep down inside, they were fine.
Yeah, right?
You're like, what
they didn't want to go down to hot Florida anyway and go to a wedding.
Dress up for.
They want to do.
Yeah.
And we had a little reception, then my wife and I got in a limousine. We were off to some steak dinner in some little place. I can't do weddings. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is we have yet another Flamin' Hot Cheeto concoction.
All right, what is this? Don't we have a number of these?
Yeah, remember we've talked about Flamin' Hot Cheeto mac and cheese.
Right.
Which just it's probably delicious, but I can't come around to it. And the Flamin' Hot Cheeto ice cream. Now we have Flamin' Hot Cheeto Mountain Dew that's coming.
Woo, that doesn't sound very good.
No,
at all.
I don't get this. And I know maybe it's a trend right now, but spicy drinks, spicy cold drinks.
They did this thing with Coke and cinnamon.
Yeah.
And I wasn't into it.
My
wife thought I would like it. She goes, I got you a Coke with cinnamon. Just see if you like it. I go, ugh. But I know people love it. I know it's popular, but
I want something refreshing when I drink it. I don't want to have to drink a flaming hot Cheeto drink and then chase it down with water.
How many different Mountain Dews are there?
I think all of them.
There's blue and there's red.
I know. Growing up, how many did we have? You know, we had one.
One. We didn't even have diet.
No, there was no diet Mountain Dew.
No, not at all.
I'll give you all the sugar.
right? That was the thing. Mountain Dew was supposed to be the caffeine kick with the sugar.
Well, it was the sequel to what, Jolt Cola, right?
That's right, Jolt Cola, right.
It's like, oh, you don't want Jolt Cola? Well, here's a lemon lime-ish flavor.
Right.
I don't even know what flavor Mountain
Dew
is.
Here's a citrusy drink that is supposed to give you the high, you know, the kind of the kick you need if you're too wimpy to handle Jolt Cola, which brings you double the caffeine and all the sugar you can handle.
For whatever reason, and I have no idea why, I still prefer to have Mountain Dew whenever I have Taco Bell.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. They kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah, every time when I was in, you know, high school and college, anytime I went to Taco Bell, I always got a Mountain Dew.
Yeah, but and I don't think Flamin' Hot Cheetos Mountain Dew is good.
No, no, I don't want. I'll use the hot sauce on a Taco Bell taco. I need something cold to kind of counteract that hotness. I don't need a hot drink or a spicy drink.
Yeah, goodness gracious!
I don't get it. What? And I don't understand the obsession with Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Anyways,
I don't either. I don't either. I'm with you. All right. Excuse me. That's the good, the bad, and the dumb. We'll continue along. Don't forget, Patriots are on the clock. We got Bob Soci, the play-by-play voice of the Pats, to explain where they're going in the 2021 season with a good offseason of acquisition of players coming off of 7 to 9 years. We continue along with Wake Up Call.